Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, December 10th, 1953, and the title is Gillian Stallion. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Gila Stallion. To some men of the Old West, a horse was only an easy means of covering long distances. Others looked upon their horses as a true and faithful companion of the long trails and thought of the horse's comfort before their own. And occasionally, there was a man who wanted a particular horse so much that he would resort to any crime in order to own it. It was while passing through the little town of Gila Forks that the Cisco Kid and the loyal Poncho became involved with such a man. Our story opens as Cisco and Poncho are riding leisurely down the street.
Gila Forks looks like a peaceful town, Poncho.
Maybe it's a town Poncho look for. Peace, much sleep, and good food.
Ah, that beautiful senorita, Poncho. Look, sitting in the buckboard there across the street.
Sing in the north, Cisco and Poncho. See, she waves.
Oh, Cisco!
Santo, of course she knows us. That is Senorita Clara Lover. We will go and speak with her.
Go speak with the Senorita Lobo.
Hey. Hold up, ho. Buenos dias, Senorita. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Big, big pleasure, Senorita.
But you were riding right past without speaking, Cisco.
Ah, that is because you have grown so beautiful, we did not recognize you, Senorita.
Oh, flatterer. But it has been 3 years since you were at the ranch, hasn't it?
See, 3 years, Senorita.
But Poncho, not forget the wonderful food there.
We still have Wong, our old Chinese cook, Poncho.
Bueno.
You must visit us again, now that you're from here.
Oh, you are very gracious, Senorita. We will come and... Now tell me, how is Senor Lava?
Oh, Dad's fine, thanks. He's right in there in the saddle shop. He'll be out in a moment.
Bueno, we will wait and speak with him.
Look, Cisco, three hombres come along the sidewalk. And Poncho, see the short one before. It's called Humor. He's a bad hombre.
And the big man is Mort Honey. He owns a ranch somewhere down below the border. He's got plenty of money, but no scruples.
I have heard of Harney. It is said of him that he made his money smuggling.
Mm-hmm. Mm, here comes Dad now.
Harney, hombre, go to speak to him.
Hello, Harney. What can I do for you?
I was just about to ride up to your ranch, Lovell. We can talk right here.
Talk about what?
About that stallion of yours, Gila Sunshine. I'd like to buy it.
Sorry, Harney. Horse is not for sale.
Now, look, Lovell. I know the horse is the best in the Southwest, and I'm prepared to pay a good price.
I told you, Harney, Gila Sunshine is not for sale. Not at any price.
I'll give you $5,000. That's more than any horse is worth.
You're wasting your breath, Harney.
Why, you old fool, I'll shake some sense into you.
Oh, that's gross.
Please, Cisco, fix him, Senorita.
Take your hands off, Senor Lovell, hombre.
Look out, Cisco, the short one.
I see him, buddy.
Hey, fine wonder.
How'd you like the gunshot at your hand, hombre?
Do not reach for your other gun, hombre.
No man can do this to me and live, Cisco.
Poncho, take their guns, all of them.
It's a pleasure, Cisco. Poncho, get all the guns, Cisco.
Bueno. Now unload them and give them back to the hombres.
I wish you hadn't mixed into this, Cisco. I appreciate your help, but it'll mean trouble for you.
I can take care of myself, Senor Lover.
You think so, huh? Well, holster your gun and prove it.
Remember, Harney, you asked for this.
Nobody horns into my affairs, Cisco.
This'll teach you.
Your hands are as clumsy as your brain, Harney. Your brain is so clumsy. You cannot understand anyone who values something more than money.
Bring this to me, will you, you coyote? Why, I'll break every bone.
He go down and whoop. Like a big steel, Cisco. He's beautiful.
Now, get onto your feet, Harney, and apologize to Senor Lovell.
I guess I lost my head, Lovell. As for you, Cisco, we'll meet again. When we do, look out.
That goes for me, too, Cisco. I'll get you if it's the last thing I do.
Come, Yuma. Let's go. Coffee makes my jaw feel better, Yuma.
You're hipped on that Hilo horse, boss.
Yes, I admit it. There ain't no horse like him.
The money won't get him, Arnie. You found that out this afternoon.
Yeah.
But there's a way.
Steal him?
Yeah. It's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
What's the one thing, Arnie, you figure Lovell will think more of than he does that horse?
I don't know. Unless it's his daughter.
Right. If the girl should disappear, old Lovell would sure get that horse to get her back.
Yeah, he would. Yuma, I gotta have that horse. I got to. We'll try it.
See, Cisco? Gila Sanchez's like a small boy. He delights in showing off to strangers.
See, Sailor Lovell.
See the play of muscles under that golden coat? There's power for you.
And yet, Cisco, he's as gentle as a kitten. I can do anything with him. I'll go into the corral with him and show you.
You better be careful, senorita.
See, that horse he bites, you know.
Oh, no. Here, Gila. Come, boy.
And, ears are back. He's showing his teeth. Look out, senorita.
Madre mia.
Don't worry, Cisco. Just watch.
Why don't you give the lump of sugar, Gila boy?
Horse not mad some more.
Look at him nuzzle her cheek, Cisco.
I would not have believed it, Sailor Lovell.
So for sugar, I get a kiss, do I? All right, you beauty. Here it is. Now go and play, golden boy. Go! Well, what do you think of him, Cisco?
Oh, he is a wonderful horse, senorita. I can understand why Harney made his offer yesterday.
You know, Cisco, I'm worried about Harney. When that man goes after something, he stops at nothing.
I think it'd be a good idea to have one of the hands sleep in the barn every night, Dad.
Well, I've already arranged for that, Curry. We can't afford to lose either, Sunshine. But I'd be willing to bet Harney tries to steal that horse.
The middle of the night, sister. What you do there at the window? Go back to bed.
Get up, Pancho. I heard a noise to go up here.
Yes, the old coyote thing, no?
No, it was light center.
Santo, that's no coyote.
Dress quickly, Pancho. Something has happened here.
Something always happens when Pancho wants to sleep.
Hurry, Pancho. I'm going to say your lover's room and waken him up.
Say your lover. Say your lover.
Who is it?
It's I, Cisco. Get up quickly.
What is it?
I heard something that woke me up. A moment later, I heard a scream from outside the house. Will you go to Senorita Clara's room and see if she's all right?
Yes, sure. Come on. But you must have been dreaming, Cisco. Nothing could happen to Clary. Clary, you all right? Clary!
She does not answer.
Clary!
Something is wrong, Senor. I am sure of it.
Yes, I'll go in. Clary!
I will strike a match.
Great heavens, she's gone.
It's been a struggle here. Chair tipped over. Window wide open and a... look there on the dresser. A note.
What is this, Cisco?
Wait, I will light the lamp so you can read it. There, now the note. What does it say, Senor?
It says, Lovell, your daughter is being taken across the border. If you ever expect to see her again, you will take the Gila stallion to Green Spring at sundown on the 14th. Hobble the stallion, leave him there, and ride out of the valley. Do this, and the girl will be returned unharmed.
How many of your riders are at the bunkhouse, Senor?
Riders? Five, Cisco.
You had better turn them out while I am getting dressed.
Yes, all right.
Pancho and I will do some riding on our own account. This time, that hombre Harney has gone too far.
Satisfied the fools did exactly as I figured they would, Yuma. Rode into the hills to look for us and the girl. All of them.
But, honey, I just saw a man come out of the house and go to the well for a bucket of water.
Yeah, that's just the old Chinaman that cooks for Lovell. He don't count.
So, we ride down to the ranch and take the Gila stay in, huh?
The sooner the better. Before Lovell or some of his riders come back. And we'll take the horse straight to the old prospector's shack where Slim and Pedro are taking the girl. Then we'll all hit the old Indian trails for the border.
Why is Cisco and Pancho ride north in the rancho and Senor Lobel and his riders go south?
Because, Pancho, I do not believe the note Harney left in Senorita Clara's room.
Cisco think Harney bring the Senorita north?
Si, amigo. Uh-huh. But this is broken country.
Oh?
There are many acres of bare rock where Harney can hide his trail.
Uh-huh.
And there's another angle to that note which did not sound right.
What angle? What angle? Huh?
That Harney should tell Senor Lovell to leave the Gila Stallion for him in Green Spring Valley.
He's not good, Cisco.
Not for Harney. If he went into that small valley after the stallion, he'll be walking into a trap. And he is smart enough to know it.
Uh-huh.
I believe the note was left so everyone would leave the rancho in pursuit of him.
Oh, then Harney go back to the rancho and steal the horse.
I think that was his plan, Pancho.
Daylight come soon. What we do, Cisco?
Start back for the rancho now.
Mm-hmm.
If I am wrong and everything at the rancho is all right, we will have lost no time. But then we can take Harney's trail and stay with it until we find Senorita Clara. Come,
home, Yuma. It works perfectly.
Just the old Chinaman coming out of the kitchen door now. Got a gun in his hand.
Gun him down, Yuma. Now! Good shot, Yuma. He won't bother us anymore. Now, around the house to the barn. Get up. Get up. Here we are.
Hold it.
Leave our horses in the wagon shed there till we get a saddle on the stallion.
All right. Then nobody can see him from the hills, huh? Right. Come on, horse.
Now, I'll take the saddle off my horse. Now, Yuma, we'll go to the barn and get this saddle on the heel of stallion.
You sure you can ride him, boy?
Yeah, I can ride anything. Come on.
Okay. Look at him kick at that stall.
Yeah, he's going to be a handful, all right. We'll need another rope. Go get yours off your saddle, Yuma.
Hey.
Something's coming, boss.
Huh?
That's Cisco sidewinded his fat friend.
Yeah, let me see.
Get off the horses up there to the house.
Yeah.
They're coming down here to the barn afoot.
Yeah, quick. Hide behind that stack of baled hay there by the door. Let them come in. Step out behind them and shove your guns in their back.
Kill them both?
No, I got an account to settle with that Cisco hombre. Lucky thing we put the horses out of sight. Now hurry, Yuma, hurry.
Yeah, sure.
Careful, Pancho. I think we will find what we're looking for.
Yeah, hi, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Get them up, hurry.
Sure, Cisco.
Get his gun, Pancho. I will take
one move, and I'll bore both of you. Drop them guns.
Nice. Santo.
You better do as Yuma says, Cisco. He's got a mighty nervous trigger finger.
Well, Pancho, it looks as if we had better drop our guns.
Ah, take the guns over there by that grain box, Cisco.
As you say.
Cisco, you see this pitchfork handle? Well, I'm going to wear it out over you two. And Yuma?
I'm listening, boss.
If they make one single move to fight back, gun them. Kill him like you would a couple of rattlers. You understand? Cisco, you're going to get the beating of your life. Starting right now!
It looks as if Cisco and Pancho are going to take a merciless beating. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Gila Stallion. Cisco and Pancho, having ridden half the night in search of Clara Lovell, suddenly divine Harney's plan and return to the Lovell Ranch. There, they find Harney in the act of stealing the stallion, and as they cover Harney, Yuma, coming from behind, shoves his guns into their backs and disarms them. Then, as they stand defenseless under Yuma's deadly guns, Harney clubs them. Now, at the Lovell Ranch, the sun stands an hour high above the rim rock. And in a box stall in the barn...
Pancho alone.
Pancho. Pancho, open your eyes.
Oh, Cisco. Pancho is killed. Pancho is killed dead.
Oh, not quite, amigo. Huh? We are tougher than Harney thought. Come, I will help you, and we will see if we can get to the watering trough outside the barn. Oh. Cold water on our heads will help.
Pancho's head like a big, big bucket of fire. If only that coyote gave us a chance to fight back.
It took an unfair advantage, Pancho.
You started to fight back, Cisco, but just then Harney knocked you out with a pitchfork handle.
We are not through with Harney yet, Pancho. Come, we will go after that hombre right now.
Don't blame me, Miss Clara. I offered your old man a big price for the Gila horse. If he hadn't been pick-headed, you wouldn't be here.
Mort Harney, you'll hang for what you've done.
Not a chance. We'll hold up here for a couple of days and then start for the border. Yuma knows trails no one else ever heard of.
You'll never make it. The law may be weak in this territory, but my father's friends will find you.
You better not figure on that, Miss Clara. Better make up your mind to be mighty nice to the new owner of the Gila Stallion. And that new owner is me.
This is bad, Pancho. It's been an hour since we lost Harney's trail. There seems to be no end to this expanse of bare ledge.
Where's Cisco stab the talk? What's Cisco look at, huh?
A long ridge up there, far to the north.
Where?
Watch it closely.
Huh?
I saw something flash there a moment ago. See, there is again.
Can't you see? Maybe it's a shiny rock.
No, it's not a rock.
No?
Moves. There again. Still farther along the ridge.
What do you think it is, Cisco?
The sun reflecting from a silver ornament on the saddle, or perhaps from the bright metal of a gun. I think it is Harney.
Hombre, a long way off, can't you see?
See, but Harney had a good start on us. We'll stop looking for the lost tracks here and cut across country to that ridge.
See?
If it is Harney, we can pick up his trail again there. Come on up there,
Lucano. Oh, Lucano, go.
Lucky we left the horses and scouted ahead on foot, Pancho.
Cisco see something?
Look just to the right of that big rock on the side of the slope.
Smoke. Little smoke.
See, there's an hombre behind that rock, and he has just lighted a cigarro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look out. Harney has set to watch his back trail. Harney's camp must be very near.
We need to look out, no?
See, and we must make no noise about it.
Uh-huh.
Wait, we'll take off our boots.
Yes, thank you.
There. Now we'll make no noise on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move down to the big rock the hombre is sitting behind. I'll climb the rock and drop down on him from above.
Pancho, carry the boots.
Gracias, amigo. Come, and do not make a sound, Pancho.
Yeah, not make a sound. She's going to drop down now.
See.
I have you, hombre. Hey, Cisco, get him good. Cisco, knock that hombre cold.
Then tie him, gag him, Pancho.
Huh?
This is the hombre who was with Harney and Yuma in Gila Forks yesterday.
What we do now, Cisco?
I will go ahead and try to locate Harney's camp. You, amigo, go back and get the horses. Bring them here and wait for me. Our work is just starting.
Now, I'm going to take the rope off your wrist, my girl, so you can eat.
There.
I'm not hungry, honey. I'm going outdoors.
You're staying right here in the cabin.
I'm going out.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Don't let me go, you beast. You're breaking my arm.
Do as I say, you little fool, and you won't get hurt. Now, get back to your chair.
I will not. There. This gun will make you keep your dirty hands off me, Mort Harney.
So you tricked me, did you? Lifted my gun in that little squabble, huh?
And if you touch me again, I'll use it.
What good do you think that gun will do you? You ain't got the nerve to shoot me. If you did, Yuma would sure... Well, Yuma ain't exactly gentle with women.
Hey, boss.
Huh?
Somebody coming afoot.
Now, you give me that gun.
Stand where you are, Harney.
Yeah.
That Cisco critter, boss.
Gun him down, Yuma. Gun him down. Give me that gun.
Stand still, Harney, or I'll kill you.
All right, Cisco. All right, I quit.
Hey, hombre, you are wise. Where is Senorita Lovell? Tell me, Yuma, before I split your head with this gun butt.
All right, easy, Cisco. She's in the cabin.
Here, Cisco, in here. Yeah,
I think you've got me, do you, Clara? We'll see. I'll kick over this table.
No!
I'll see you later.
Senorita. Senorita, you heard? Here, let me help you.
Oh, I'm all right. Oh, quick, Cisco, outside. Get Harney. He just kicked the table against me and jumped out that window. Here's his gun.
Come on, go outside, Senorita.
Cisco. He's taking the picket rope off
Hilo
Sancho.
Get away from that horse, hombre. Move away or I will shoot.
You won't shoot, Cisco. You're afraid you'll hit the horse. So long, Cisco. Get going, Hilo.
He is right, Senorita. At that distance, I might miss Harney and hit the horse. Oh, if only I had Diablo here.
Oh, you won't need Diablo, Cisco. Watch.
Santo. Hilo Sunshine has turned. He's coming back.
And it'll take more than Mort Harney to stop him. Come on, boy!
Get him, you fool! Get him, you fool!
Now, Harney, get off that horse!
I'll get you with my bare hand.
I'll get you with your bare hand. You are no good. The only way you fight is with a gun or a powder. Speaking of bare hands, here's what they can shoot. For the beating you gave Pancho and me.
No.
This is for killing poor old Wolf.
No.
Now that you are getting hurt is a different matter.
No.
Very well. You will end this fight right now.
Oh, he deserves that, Cisco. Every bit of it.
It's only part of what he deserves, Senorita. But the law will attend to the rest.
Oh, Cisco. I was so frightened.
Yeah, look, Senorita. Riders are coming out of the gap.
Well, yes, several riders. And they're coming fast.
Yeah, and Pancho with our horses. And the Yuma hombre. Yeah, but who are the others?
Why, it's Dad. And, yes, that's Sheriff Raynor with him.
There, are you all right?
Oh, I'm all right, Dad. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Looks like you've done a good job, Cisco. That Harney's had this coming to him for years.
Yeah, he get it, too.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be well to get handcuffs on him, Senor Sheriff, before he comes to.
Yeah, my deputy will tend to that, Cisco. Somebody take care of Yuma here.
Cisco, how can I thank you?
Please, Senor, do not speak of thanks. Tell me instead how you happen to be here with the sheriff.
Well, after splitting up the boys and sending them to block the trails and passes leading to the border, I rode into town to ask the sheriff to give me more help. The sheriff come back to the ranch with me where we found poor old Wong dead and Gila Sunshine gone.
Poor old Wong. And he a good cook, too.
Yeah. Well, we knew you'd mixed with Harney there, Cisco, by the signs of the fight in the barn. So we took your trail and rode like blazes.
And overtook Pancho back there in the gap, just as you met Yuma.
Say, what about this other man of Harney, Cisco? That lookout Pancho told us about.
Oh, he is back at the far end of the gap. He's well tied up with a rope.
Yeah. Well, we'll pick him up on the way out. We better get going if we expect to make the ranch before dark.
Don't know how wonderful it is to be back at the ranch again.
Oh, of course it is, Senorita.
And to know that Harney and his men are on their way to prison.
Si, Senorita. Well, now I must say adios and ride on. Pancho is going to bring the horses.
Cisco, after all you've done for us, it isn't easy to say goodbye. That's Gila Sunshine down in his corral. that's his way of saying his thanks and goodbye. But I'm going to say mine.
Si, senorita?
Like this.
Pancho.
And that is a very beautiful book, Senorita Lovell gave Pancho.
Oh, so the Senorita Lovell gave you a beautiful book, eh? Oh, that was very nice of the Senorita. Tell me, what is it?
Pancho, not know. It's just a book.
Well, I know it is a book, but what is the title?
It's not a title, it's a book.
Look, Pancho, I mean, what is the book called, amigo?
It's called Book. Just book.
Oh, book.
Can't you even say if Pancho followed the book? It broadened Pancho.
Well, that is a good book to have. One that would broaden you. But you cannot read, Pancho.
See, Cisco, you take the book and tell Pancho what it is. And Pancho wants to know how the book broadened Pancho.
Well, amigo.
What?
This is a cookbook.
Oh, it's a cookbook. Well, that broadened Pancho, no?
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so...
Oh, Pancho.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again to another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, it's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.